They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you're listening from wherever on the planet you happen to reside. With us is, well, he's a celebrity of sorts. He has made his name finding vaccine opportunities in the state of Iowa. His name is Brian Finley. Welcome, Brian, to the Business News Hour. Grateful you've made the time to visit with us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, you have been on the interview circuit. We've seen you all over the place. You have been national news media, local news media, now international news media. Let's go back to the very beginning. What motivated you, Brian Finley, to get involved with attempting to find where vaccines are available in the state of Iowa and then utilize social media to share that with others?
Well, in Iowa, they expanded the requirements or the eligibility rules for vaccines on March 8th. And like a lot of people, I was struggling to find an appointment, both for me and my family members that met those new requirements. And so I jumped on an opportunity to use some of my computer knowledge and scripting abilities, found a way to search in a wider radius than what the Hy-Vee website was allowing. And after getting appointments for my folks, I decided that it was probably something that could be useful for others. And Twitter seemed like the easiest way to get word out to people without them having to sit refreshing a page all day.
And refreshing a page all day is what people have been doing. My brother, who is a retired physician, by the way, was utilizing your services and other services, attempting to find a place to go and get a jab in the arm. And he was working on this for weeks. And finally, and this is an interesting story, finally, an individual who happens to live in the greater Des Moines metro put up on YouTube not so long ago a video saying, hey, look, if you're having trouble finding places, give me a call. Here's my phone number. I happen to know this lady well. Her name is Lauren Campbell. She's a photographer in the greater Des Moines metro. And she has been utilizing your site to find, because she can navigate that well. She's also got computer experience. And she's been utilizing your site to send people to all over the state of Iowa. So it's really morphed to more than just Brian Finley. There are a number of people that are out there being assistive to you. Would that be accurate?
Yeah. I mean, there's a great community that's kind of sprung up. And it's funny you mentioned Lauren. She and I have actually talked a little bit in direct messages as I've seen her jump in and help out. But what I've seen a lot of is folks, anytime they see someone struggling or somebody who's pretty clearly new with Twitter, reaching out, and whether it's offering guidance or how-tos about how to fill out the form faster, or for a lot of people, they are comfortable sort of sharing their information and people will sign up on their behalf. There have been a couple of different groups that have kind of sprung up, one of which there's a pair of people who have registered, I'm guessing, close to 600 people now for their appointments, with the average age of those being 55 or over. So it's nice to see that kind of a positive community spring up on Twitter that can easily go the other direction sometimes.
You know, in a day when there's so much rancor in the political world and even in the individual world, I mean, we're on to this over a year now, and people's nerves are a bit frayed. It's nice to see that individuals out there are still playing the Iowa nice card and being assistive all the way around with helping people find vaccines. Our guest is Brian Finley, ladies and gentlemen. He is the person behind Iowa Vaccine Alerts on Twitter. Now, one of the things that I know you received a little criticism for, you were sending, well, you are sending lots of people into rural parts of Iowa. As you may know, it is almost impossible to get an appointment for a vaccine in the metro communities, and that would be in places like the Quad Cities and Polk County, where Des Moines is, and perhaps even Johnson County in Iowa City. And so people have struggled finding something close by. And I know of folks who are traveling 2-3 hours for their first and second shot. Why? So are we taking shots away from people in rural areas?
That was a big concern sort of the first couple of days that things popped up and everybody was scrambling to get an appointment. At that point, there were really not a whole lot of appointments anywhere in the state. Over the past week and a half or so, or as we're closing in on a month into this Twitter account, we've seen appointments in those rural communities, particularly in the western and southern parts of Iowa, sit open for days, sometimes weeks. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of reasons you can attribute that kind of reluctance, or I don't know what kind of word we want to use, but at a certain point, it became pretty obvious that there weren't people there that wanted those vaccines. And so it's kind of the worry about that has lessened a little bit, as well as the supply going up. So there's not as much of a concern about taking from rural communities as those appointments in those rural communities sit open for a while. And one of the small things that we're trying to get people to do is if they do take those trips to those smaller communities, maybe spend a little money, support local business. Sure. In that area. You know, as the pandemic is gone, the small businesses are the ones that have been hit the most. So, you know, if you're coming and visiting these small communities, stop in some of the shops, have lunch there, take a look around and see what maybe you've missed in those small towns.
Some local establishment opportunities for buy local. Brian, one of the issues I think that is interesting, and we've been on social media for a very long time, and I watch these posts. I see lots of individuals saying, well, the vaccine A doesn't work. There's no proof that it works. I'm not going to take the shot. It's going to be detrimental to my family. I mean, all of these things that are totally anti-science. And curiously enough, they come from individuals, and again, I'm just saying, they seem to come from individuals that have a political view that is perhaps more friendly to the former administration than the current administration. Are you finding any of that going on out there?
Maybe have seen one or two posts about that. I try really hard not to block anyone. You sure. know, I would hate to limit the ability for people to find the information that's out there. But even the one or two posts that I've seen that have been critical toward the vaccine in general have been pretty quickly refuted or shouted down by the other people on the account. I joke with some people. They had asked if I'd start cross-posting these alerts to Facebook, and I told them the absolute last place I want to be is discussing vaccines on Facebook, because that's a whole different kind of deal.
It is that, and I've got to admit to you, what I have seen has not necessarily been on Twitter, but it has been on Facebook. Brian Findley, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about the Iowa vaccine alerts on Twitter. One of the other concerns is there are a great number of individuals out there, Brian, that may not be Twitter savvy. They may not have the social media acumen that others might. And so they may be missing out on what it is that you're doing to help people find localized vaccine locations. But I think that there's some folks that have even stepped up with that. Would that be accurate?
I definitely hope so. That definitely feels like what's happened. As that first week came to a close, the equity issues and accessibility, both disability-wise, but just technology-wise, really started to come to the forefront. And it's unfortunate that for folks under 65, online was the only way to make an appointment for a very, very long time. Regardless of my Twitter feed, all the Hy-Vee appointments and other pharmacies were scheduling exclusively online, which frustrated a lot of people that didn't quite fall into the 65 plus group that was eligible to make appointments with a special phone line that they could call into. And so that's where I really lean on folks to look around them in their communities, find parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, the lady in the neighborhood you always see working on her garden, you know, Gertrude down at the bingo hall. Just find anybody that may not be aware either that they're eligible for the vaccine, that there's appointments available, that they can get this thing and maybe get them scheduled and get a little closer to normal life again.
One of the things I know that this takes a lot of time. you know, do you have a how many people, how large is your crew, Brian, that's taking a look and watching for all these vaccines? How many people do you have working with you?
On the account itself, yeah. It's just me.
Yeah, there you go. So I know this takes a lot of time. And it is not without cost at the same time. And I know that you have raised a bit of money, but you're not taking any of it for yourself necessarily, other than setting up what you had to technologically. But you're also donating to nonprofits. Is that accurate?
Yep, that is correct. When it first started up, it was going to be pretty minimal out-of-pocket costs for me. And then as it sort of picked up and we expanded to a couple other states, it got to be into, $300 or $400. And I got, I put the word out that I really hate to do this, but if there's a way that people could help donate, that would be great. And I had a Venmo link up on my Twitter for somewhere around 10 to 15 minutes max, and people threw multiple thousands of dollars at this thing. Mm. And before I was able to delete the post and beg people to stop, I had all I needed to push through this whole thing. And so after that, I, let people know that I'd cover technology costs, and then would post a sort of accounting of everything that came in, spread that money out to a number of different charities, and post, proof of those donations. So nobody's worried about where that money goes.
You mentioned other states, and I want to get to that in just a second. What's your motivation, Brian? Well, this is really wonderful work you're doing. What, at the end of the day, what's your motivation for doing this?
It just seemed like an easy way to help out. My wife is a nurse at the University of Iowa Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. So I sort of get to see a little bit of the stress that this has put on the healthcare workers, the healthcare professionals, the frontline folks. And, at the beginning of all this, I was 3D printing parts for face masks because that was a way I could help out for face shields. And since then, there really hasn't been anything I could do to make any kind of an impact on this. And so when this popped up and I saw a way to solve the problem, it really almost felt, I would have felt guilty not doing it, I guess. And so that's my motivation, is my conscience, maybe. Wow. But I just want to help.
Yeah. Well, hey, and why not? You mentioned other states. Are you doing this in other, what other states are you assisting?
Right now there are 4 other states. Minnesota is probably the biggest. On March 30th, I believe, they just opened eligibility to everyone in the state. So that's really picked up. Right now we're closing in on, 6,000 followers on that account. But there are also accounts for Nebraska, Missouri, and Illinois as well.
Okay. This is sort of added to your stress level, your work opportunities, yes?
A little bit. Most of it's automated. I think the biggest stress that comes through is trying to keep track of just the interactions and kind of triaging the questions that come in. Luckily, again, in those mentions and stuff, there are folks that have stepped up, but especially as states start to open up to everybody, it's a little easier to answer questions about, am I eligible yet in XYZ state? I don't have to figure out which tier each state or county is in to try to direct people to where they need to be.
Is that the most requested ask? Am I eligible? What are the ages? Is that what you're hearing for the most part? Or are they also asking what type of vaccine is being given at what locations, those kinds of things?
I would say definitely that which vaccine is being given is the most requested. And depending on the technology abilities of the various pharmacies, some provide that information in a way I can claim it, some don't. Hy-Vee in particular has been really gracious about sort of letting me and a ton of other developers use some of their technology to access this information and put it out there. And in return, I'm trying my very best not to overload their servers in any way. So unfortunately for Hy-Vee, I can't provide the information as to which vaccine it is, but places like CVS or Walmart, that's a little more available. And especially if people are driving a good distance, they would really rather probably the Johnson & Johnson. So it's 1 3-hour trip instead of 2.
How many hours a day are you putting into this, Brian?
Probably 3 to 4 hours a day, maybe. It's easy to sort of check in on my phone every now and again, but in terms of active development or active triage, I'd say probably 3 or 4 hours a day.
It's a remarkable story. It really is. Brian Finley, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about his work with what is the Iowa Vaccine Alert, and also now doing work in Minnesota, Nebraska, Missouri, and Illinois. Final question for you, Brian, before we let you go. I know you got all kinds of things going on. Is it a, and again, we don't do politics, but I just have to ask this question. Is it a bit of a surprise that the state of Iowa doesn't have anything like this and it fell to a volunteer that basically set this whole thing up and is communicating with Iowa citizenry?
It feels like something that could have been done, but again, I don't know all the red tape and bureaucracy that would go into that, especially working with pretty large corporations as they're getting these vaccines distributed. I know a lot of the retail pharmacies are getting it through a federal program versus through the state, so I don't know how that workflow and that works out. But it really feels like the demand and the requests, I guess, that come in about Iowa are a little more urgent, a little more frustrated than in some other states that may have had a better approach to this.
Well, it is certainly, you're dropping coins.
Sorry, this is my cat feeder in the background.
Well, yes, I totally understand. In my lap right now is one of our rescue dogs, so I get it. That's just kind of what we do. Brian Finley, ladies and gentlemen, he is the person behind Iowa Vaccine Alerts, also in Minnesota, Nebraska, Missouri, and Illinois. And if you have not seen any of this, we will have links to all of those sites on the radio blog. Brian, I want to say thank you. I know that this is a lot of time, a lot of effort. God bless you, my friend. I think, this is the kind of outward-reaching things that so many people should lift up and celebrate. And to your bride, who is working at the Children's Hospital doing that work, I get it. And it is just so vitally important that people take the time to step up, and you've certainly done that. So thank you very much for all of us in Iowa, plus some other states, for doing what you do, sir.
No problem.
Once again, that's the voice of Brian Finley. He is Iowa Vaccine Alerts, also in Minnesota, Nebraska, Missouri, and Illinois. And we will have links to as many of those Twitter accounts as we can find. Great story. All right, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Brian Finley, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.